Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode. I am so happy you are here. Happy Wednesday, happy middle of the week, regaining some motivation. And you guys, how was the end of your last week? And how has the beginning of this week been? Let me know the deets. You can always DM the podcast. I just want to hear. Let's chat. Let's say hi. What's up with you guys? Oh my gosh. Okay. First of all, wow. I totally forgot about this. I'm like sitting here thinking, okay, what am I going to do about my weekly recap? I'm just not sure what to say. But then it just sparked in my head. Taylor Swift dropped a new album. And I say new album, but it's actually just a re-recording of her album Red. I never listened to that album at all growing up. So this is my first time hearing it. And it was mind-blowing. And let me back up because I have never been a Taylor Swift fan. I haven't listened to her music. I think the last song I heard was in like 2008 when I was in like eighth grade and it was Love Story. Like that's the last time I actually tried to listen to Taylor Swift. Although there was this one album, it's like a Polaroid cover in college. Like all my roommates would listen to that and I kind of liked it. It was like 1989, I think. You know, the Taylor Swift fans out there are listening to this and cringing to me right now. But let me just tell you. I have just listened to the song All Too Well for the first time in my entire life. And if you listen to Taylor Swift, if you know this song, you probably are in disbelievement that I literally listened to this for the first time. So Taylor Swift released this 10-minute version of All Too Well, and there's this like short movie. So the first time I heard this song was in the short movie. It's like a 14-minute, 15-minute short film. It is fantastic. First of all, it has the girl from Stranger Things in it, and I think the guy's from Maze Runner, but he looks like totally different. Anyways, this short film was so interesting, and it just kind of like sparked all of this like feelings I had when I was younger that I didn't realize you kind of have to go through when you're older. And I actually have been in this like Taylor Swift rabbit hole recently, and I've never been like the girly girl. I've never been the Swiftie. It's not my thing. Like, I just didn't get it until now. And I feel like I am 10 years too late, but I get it. Taylor Swift, like, sings these songs and writes her music, and we all can kind of relate and go through this at the same time of, like, this heartbreak in these instances that happen to a lot of us. Like, we're not alone in these instances. And I just, wow, the light bulb just struck and my heart for Taylor Swift has opened up. And so I'm like now trying to actually listen to her music and it just hits different. It's like I'm happily married, but I still am like kind of grieving like my younger self when listening to this. And it's just like this really cool experience. Anyways, are you the type of person who decorates for Christmas or the holidays after Halloween? Or do you wait till after Thanksgiving? Or are you kind of like in the middle? I need to know. So right after Halloween, I took down a bunch of decorations because we did a trunk or treat that you probably heard if you're listening to the podcast. I talked about it a little bit. So those decorations were already down. So I just started putting up Christmas ones in that place. And I was like, oh, this is kind of nice having decorated a little bit earlier. I kind of am liking this. And I haven't put up my tree yet, but I have started to decorate. I think we're going to put up the tree this weekend though. And I think that's going to be really fun. I think Vinny is going to love to decorate. We've already kind of tried to get into the holiday spirit. One day it was really gloomy outside and just cold and rainy and gross. So we stayed inside and I put on Santa Claus and we made homemade cookies. And I was like, oh, these are like what my dreams are made of. This is what I've been waiting to do. Like my entire life is just have a little buddy to bake and watch a show with. It was so fun to be able to do that together. Vinny only made it like 20 minutes into the show. For some reason, he's just not that into TV or movies or anything. But, you know, we got to watch a little bit of that together. And it was so cute. And we got to snuggle. And we have this little like Christmas blanket. And, you know, those are just memories for me. And I hope he enjoys those memories too. But it was really fun to do that together. And Santa Claus is like one of the OG, one of my favorite Christmas nostalgic movies. If you guys have favorites, let me know. I definitely want to show some fun ones to Vinny and see what he likes. I wonder if he'll like The Grinch or, you know, just drop those in the podcast DM at funandgames.podcast. And, you know, let's have a little movie night. Maybe we can do a little movie night together. What if we did a little like live virtual event together, like an ugly Christmas sweater party together over Zoom or something. Maybe this will happen. Maybe I can organize this because I think that that actually could be really fun to have like a holiday themed virtual party together. I think that that has some possibilities. DM the podcast again. Let me know. Let me know, you guys. So getting into this episode, we have a very special guest, Queen Nona. She is TikTok queen, TikTok goddess. She is amazing and truly is such a light. And you guys can't listen to this episode without smiling. Like whenever she talks, she's just such a happy, positive, beautiful soul. When I was in LA and I first met her, it was such a surprise for how amazing of a person she is. I truly just love Nona so much. I feel like it isn't often that you meet somebody who just radiates light and positivity and happiness. I truly feel like Nona is a queen in that sense. I am very excited to share her with you guys on this podcast. Show her some love, welcome her. It's going to be amazing to be able to hear her story, how she just graduated college, her experience, how she got into fitness. And then we're going to end with playing a really fun game of fitness, this or that. So we asked you guys a bunch of questions of like which one we prefer and we go through that. And it's really, really fun. So stay tuned and enjoy this episode. And let's welcome on Queen Nona. All right, you guys, we are welcoming Queen Nona to the podcast. Yay!
Hi, I'm so excited and honored to be over here.
Thank you so much for coming. Nona is TikTok queen, if you don't already know her. She's just so cute and inspiring. Go ahead and tell. Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody just a little bit about yourself. Let everybody know. Who is Nona?
Okay, so I'm a recent UCLA grad. I was like an athlete my entire life. Like I was a swimmer. I swam in high school, and then I got into weightlifting right after I graduated high school. And I just applied to med school, so we're just trying to see how that's gonna turn out. But yay, fingers are crossed. But that's me. That's me so far.
Yay. I love Nona. Like when we first met, the first time we met was at the Gymshark event recently. And Nona is such a breath of fresh air.
Stop. I love you.
No, her energy, you guys, when you see her TikToks, you're like, oh, I wonder what she's like really like, you know, because you don't talk that much on your TikTok. It's just like goofy and like funny and like, yeah, you know, videos and dancing. And then you actually meet you in person, you're like, oh my gosh, you're like, you're so fun to be around. It was amazing meeting you.
Bro, and same here. Like, literally, I feel like we clicked. We instantly clicked. Because, like, we were, like, internet friends. Like, we would, like, comment on each other's, like, TikToks. And then once we met in person, it was just, like, something magical.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Just the energy. All the good vibes.
Yes, all good vibes.
There was, like, one down day of the Gymshark event, and Nona and I met up at the John Reed's Fitness Gym. And it was so fun.
Literally, we had the most epic pump ever. Like, that gym is like something else. It's like a club. It's like
it a really club gym. Is. It, yeah, it has like a DJ and everything. It was really cool to go. And yeah, you drove like an hour. It meant so much to me. I was like, this girl drove an hour to see me on a lonely day because I had like nothing to do that day. You seriously made my day. It was amazing.
Stop. Yeah. I will literally drive across the U.S. for you, Brittany. Like stop. Literally any day, queen.
Well, now I literally live across the U.S., so come on.
Let me hop in my car real quick.
All right, let's go. Yeah, just jamming. It was so fun, though. Like, good memes forever.
Yeah. And we got, like, good food. We went to Mendocino. And we got a free cookie.
And we got free cookies. That guy was like, have we seen you before? And we're like, no, I definitely don't live even close to around here. And he was like, I
was like, this is our first time coming in, sir. Yeah.
Excuse us, sir. Oh, that was so fun. We chatted about real estate. I was like, Nona, I love when you actually talk to somebody and you meet them and you're like, you actually are like so deep and have so much knowledge and you have such a passion for life. I'm like, oh, I just love this girl. So anyways,
Same with you, girl. Same with you. Love you so dearly.
Let me move on. I'll just write Nona love letter after this, okay? In my diary. No, but anyways, let's talk about how you kind of started your fitness journey. You said you did swimming and then you got into weightlifting. Touch on that kind of, you know, how did it start?
Okay, so this is going to be kind of funny, but I'm like pretty short, but I used to be way shorter. Like I was always like, you know how like whenever they had like yearbook photos, like class yearbook photos, it went from like tallest to shortest. I was always at the end. And my parents like literally like they got so scared because they were like, oh my God, like what if like she's gonna be short permanently? Like what if this is it? So then so then like they put me into like sports. Like I did basketball for a little bit, like sports in which like you would get taller from, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what? She needs to go into swimming because like it stretches the body out, like she'll get taller and whatever. And so like they forced me to do swim. And I literally didn't know any other sport other than swim. So I was doing swim. Honestly, I think I was doing swim since I was like 6 years old. And then I got into like a professional like club. Like it's like one of those like, oh, it's like a swim club. It's like very serious.
Oh like, yeah. Yeah.
Like my coach was like a gold medalist in the Olympics and stuff. Like he was this Russian guy. Like he was so tough on us. Like we would have a week every like year. It's called like Hell Week. And then that's when like we had to swim with our clothes in the water. It was brutal. Yeah. And then like, I was like, I joined that club for like, I want to say like 4 or 5 years. And then I joined my high school swim team. And I kind of like lost passion for it because it was like really lonely. Like swimming is such an independent sport.
Yeah.
And then like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love swimming. Like I think it's like an amazing sport because it's just you in the water and it's just so peaceful. And I like recommend anyone who's going through any like big life decisions to go on for like a swim or something because it really helps. And then I lost passion for that. And then I figured out that I should still keep my body moving just because once you're active, it's kind of like hard on you when you come out of that active lifestyle. So then I started going to the gym, started weightlifting, fell in love with weightlifting because you could truly transform your physique with weightlifting.
Yeah.
I don't think any other like sport like would give you that like benefit, that perk. So I just like fell in love with it and I've been at it since.
I love that. Thank you. And okay, would you ever do like a triathlon then? Cause you're good at swimming. Like, would you ever do a team one? You know, where like you do the swim and I can either like bike or run and we just need to find one other person. Would you ever do that? Cause I have been wanting to do a triathlon, but I cannot swim. Like, I can swim, but you know, like I actually want to like do good and like be like first place. So, like, low key, would you?
I'm not even kidding. I'm so down.
Okay, so
either
I need a bike or I need to run. I'm pretty good at running, so maybe I'll do that.
You run, I'll bike.
Yeah. Well, then okay. No, you swim.
Oh, okay, I'll swim.
Okay, so we need to find somebody who's either going to run or bike, and then I'll do the other one because I don't really care. I'll train for whatever. We should do that.
I think that would be so fun.
Dude. Okay.
I'm here for it. Let's sign me up.
2022.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I love to ask people this question about kind of what time they wake up, how their morning routine is, what's their nighttime routine. I feel like that gives such a good insight on somebody and I don't know, like what kind of gets your day started and everything. So let's hear it.
Okay. So I'm typically a night owl. So I do like stay up really late and then like I'll wake up around like, I want to say 9, 10 a.m. and get my day going. But I actually hate it. So I'm switching up my routine and I'm starting this like 75 hard challenge thing in which like I have to wake up at like 5 a.m. every single morning. So hopefully that conditions me to like wake up like early morning because I found myself being like the most productive when I wake up earlier. And I find myself happier too, not gonna lie. Cause then I'm like, oh my God, like look at me, go. Mm-hmm. But I typically like wake up in the morning. I like to go, if it's like sunny, I'll like go outside of my backyard and I'll just like sit in the sun for like 10, 15 minutes, kind of like defrosting myself, like waking myself up, getting those sun rays in, like those happy, like little hormones like popping out. And then I'll do like a little stretch session. I'll have my oatmeal because right now I hate eggs.
Yeah.
And then hit the gym.
I love that.
Get a sweat session on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
I mean, I start my morning with oats and a good sweat session too. We love that. And
love
if I
that.
Still if I still lived in Southern California, I would as well. Wake up on my patio, go get some sunshine. But I'm in Michigan and it is cold and it's sunny. So
oh god, no, no, girl, no. You need to move here. Move here ASAP.
Oh, I need to move back. I miss it.
Yeah. Honestly, but, was it only me or did you ever hate oats at first? Like oatmeal?
Oh yeah.
Because I hated oats.
I didn't know how to make it.
Same.
So, okay, how do you make your oatmeal? Are you like a protein powder person or do you just like have, what do you do?
Yeah, okay, so I used to like, okay, so I would soak it with water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like make it mushy, put it in the microwave for a minute, take it out, put like chocolate, like protein powder in,
ooh,
mix it up. And then like I would put frozen like berries and then I would put cereal on top.
Oh.
But recently, like this has been happening for like 2 weeks. I've been getting my oatmeal. I put it like in a pot. I pour almond milk in, pumpkin spice, like spices
yes.
on top,
mm-hmm.
and then cinnamon. And then I just let it like cook or simmer or whatever. Take it out. Oh my God. It's life changing. It's so good. I literally dream about it. I wake up in the morning. I'm like, I'm so excited to have this today.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I haven't thought of doing pumpkin spice oats. I feel like I did that last year and the year before. And I'd even add like some pecans on top and it was so good. I haven't done that. Now I need to do it. All right.
You have to do it. It's so good.
I'm on it. Back
yay.
On it.
It's such so a good. Fall like breakfast, you know? It makes me feel like a... like festive.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get in the mindset, the mood. You know,
exactly.
It only
exactly.
comes around once a year. We got to live it up.
Exactly.
Haters can hate on pumpkin spice. That's
exactly. You know what? They probably secretly like pumpkin spice. you can't hate on pumpkin spice.
Dude, it's so good. And it's you can only
so
have
good.
It once a year.
Mm. It makes you just feel so warm and happy, man. Like,
yeah.
It makes me happy.
Yeah. Okay, so you said you're doing 75 hard. What made you decide to do that? And are you like dreading it? Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm really excited because like, I don't know, like I feel like post-grad, like it's only been like a couple months since I graduated like university, but it's just such a weird like stage, like, cause you went
yes.
from like having a routine every mm-hmm. single day for your entire life. Right.
Yeah.
And then now you're like free. Now you're like, okay, I have to set my own routine. And not gonna lie, like it gave me so much like anxiety in some sense. Cause I was like, I have to do something today. Like I have to do something today, but there's no deadline for me. Like I'm
yeah.
like, I could do anything I want. And that stressed me out because I'm such a routine person. And like, I was like, oh, it stressed me out. So like, what was the question again?
it's about 75 hard. No, but I totally feel you because when you're in such a routine, you're like so used to having deadlines and things to do. And then when you're out of that, you're like, wait, what do I do? Because literally your entire life, all throughout school and undergrad, you're being told do this, 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 this. And you're like, wait, what do I do now? I have so much free time. And it's like this transition to be like, now I have to be a real adult. Now I have
yeah.
to make all these decisions and I have to be productive and it's 100% on me for what I'm doing. So I feel like 75 hard for that. Yeah, that'll be a good way to like kind of find a routine
exactly.
and maybe find something that you can do because you have to like put
exactly.
your focus and your productivity into something.
Mm-hmm.
That's like kind of a reason why I like the gym because it still gives me goals. Whereas if I didn't have the gym, I'm like, wait, what am I like shooting for? Like what goals can I hit? But I love the gym for that reason because you're like... You can
literally,
still
it makes you
goals.
Productive. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. So,
yeah.
like, I feel like me wanting to start the 75 hard challenge is going to, like, make me kind of, like, mentally grow a little bit. And, like,
mm-hmm.
in this, like, weird stuck situation that I'm in, it'll help me get out of it and, like, find a routine. And, like, kind of, like, allow me to adjust into the real world in some sense.
I love that.
Because, like, right now I'm, like, a little bit too comfortable, you know? So, I just
yes.
want to be... I want to be uncomfortable. I think that's the goal of this or the purpose of me going to the 70 hard challenge. Like I want to be uncomfortable because I think comfort kind of kills like the urge of wanting to be successful, you know?
I love that. I love that. I'm so excited to follow your journey. It's going to be exciting.
Thank you. Yay. I'm excited too.
Okay. So how do you stay motivated then? Like, do you have any tips for people listening? If they're like, oh, I want to give up. I feel like giving up. What are your thoughts on motivation?
Okay, so motivation, I mean, especially like fitness, I think like Motivation is such an inconsistent thing, so you can't like rely on it. At the end of the day, discipline always wins.
Yes.
So in regards to motivation, I want to say like, it's like the little things, you know, like for example, if I'm going on vacation, like to Hawaii, like in the next like month or so, I'm gonna look forward to that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to Hawaii. Like, let me go to the gym, da, 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 da. And then like, or like getting a new gym fit, like just that makes you motivated. Or like yeah. going with a friend to the gym, that'll help you stay motivated. Or just like writing out a whole plan. I feel like a lot of people lose like, you know, like the little spark is because like they don't have a plan. So they go in there and they're like confused and like, oh my God, I just want to leave. So like, I feel like having a set like plan with the exact like things that you're supposed to do will help with your motivation. And yeah, just my thing at the end of the day, I feel like if you look good, you feel good, you do good. So like for me, like I go to like a private gym. So there's like no one there basically like 99% of the time. And I always put a face full of makeup on, wear my cutest gym outfit. And I go and I work out alone for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Cause like, if I look good, I'm going to perform better and I'm going to just feel good overall.
Yeah. So, no, yeah. I agree. There is so much power in a cute gym fit, I swear.
Exactly. So much power.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Let's talk. We're both Gymshark athletes. How do you feel about being a part of the Gymshark fam? Were you just so excited?
I'm so excited because like mainly everyone is just so amazing. Like I feel like especially after that Gymshark retreat, I just felt so connected to everyone. And I was like, wait, I found friends in which they are as passionate about like fitness as I am. It's just to like a warm, like welcoming thing. Like everyone's just like so badass. Like we have these like wonderful women who are just so driven. Like they're really like girl bosses. And I'm like, I'm so honored to like be around everyone and just like being part of Gymshark. Like they're a huge company, but they're also a company that truly like, supports and believes in their athletes. So it's just like so nice to like be part of that because I feel like as influencers we get used and abused a lot.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have like a company that truly wants the best for you and truly supports you and your vision.
For sure. I totally agree on that. And it's actually so nice to have like a little community. I feel like everybody wants to find a place where they can go to have like people who have common interests and like common motivation of like, hey, how do you go through this situation? Or, you know, it's just so nice to have that and be surrounded about those type of people. So
exactly.
It's so nice. All righty. Well, you're a recent college student. You've talked about that a little bit. Do you have any tips for studying in college or anything? Any advice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I used to be a procrastinator, and I'm sure every single college student has dealt with procrastination. And one thing that I want to say that really helped me with like getting good grades is once you go to lecture and after lecture is done, go back to your dorm and study or just like review over whatever you wrote, whatever you learned in class, review it every single day. Don't leave it till like last minute because then it just piles up. And like, I think this way it'll help that material like simmer in your brain and let it ingrain into your brain a little bit more. And it just like helps overall with like tests and stuff, like recall. And another thing would be literally like stick to a schedule and roll with it. And also go to your professor's office hours. Like, I don't care if you have nothing to tell your professor, just go in there and just like talk to them. Cause like building that relationship is so crucial, especially if you're trying to go to grad school. Like you need those letter of recommendations, and a strong letter of recommendation is so essential. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good point. And I feel like college is such a time where you can, like, it's totally up to you to be as driven and do as well as you can. Like it all falls on you, so you've got to be able to learn and push and do some good study habits. How do you feel like you balanced like fitness and working out while in college though? Was that kind of easy, or is that something that you just had to prioritize?
Yeah, it was definitely like hard at times, but I feel like dealing with the stress of being a college student, like working out was like my way of like stress relief. and just like letting myself like decompress in some sense. So it was like a priority for me to like get my workout in, and like my workouts would not be long at all. Like it'll be like 30 minutes to an hour, like in between my classes or like at the end of the night. So
yeah,
or early morning. So I mean, like we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So it just depends on what you want to do. Sometimes I would wake up earlier than what I used to just so I could get my workout in. I just function better when I work out. So it's just like necessity.
Yeah, no, same. I actually like, that just reminded me of when I started working out in college. It was a total stress relief. And I would just do like my old track and like cheer workouts because I didn't know how to work out either. But it was like something where at the end of the night, I would just like go and run and do like these stupid little workouts. But it would make me feel so good. It was like a total stress relief of just like, oh, let me like exactly. be myself. Let me just like calm down and like kind of work out that anxiety or whatever I'm going through in college. So that definitely was an avenue for me. And oh, I forgot about it. I'm like reminiscing on my college days now.
Don't you miss it?
I do. I really do. Right? I think about it a lot. So yeah.
Aww. I was like, wow, like I was so free and young, even though I just graduated, but still like I want to go back.
I know. Once you like graduate college, you're like, I'm like really old now.
Yeah. Right. It's like, I'm kind of irrelevant now.
Oh, I know. Oh. So sad. I just remember being like a sophomore in college and like seeing all the freshmen, and I'm like, ah, the freshmen are so lame. I'm so much older now. Like, what? Who was I? I'm so lame, and now I'm just like old as dirt, like a kid. You know?
Not even. You're still young.
It's so fun. All right, so let's get into our fitness, this or that. I wanted you on this for that because I feel like it would be so fun to just kind of, I had people on Instagram submit some, you know, pick one or the other. And I felt like this would just be kind of fun. Pick our brains, get to know each other a little bit more and let the audience know about us and some of our picks. So some of these are really fun, but we'll start with some just like basic ones. Okay. You have to pick training upper body or lower body. Which is your favorite and why?
Upper body. I don't know, man. I just feel like a monster, like a unit when I train upper body. Like the strength that you feel, the pump that you get, like I literally feel like I'm unstoppable. So upper body all the way.
Same. I love that you said the unit. I love, yes. A straight unit, man. Oh, yeah. I totally agree. Upper body all the way. Lower body is like cardio. It just is like too hard.
And you know what? With upper body days, it's like you're not sweating as much. Like you don't need to wash your hair that day. But with lower body, you're drenched and you need to 100% wash your like hair that day. So I'm just like,
100%. I totally agree. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. help.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwank grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwank grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwank grill. Okay, this one's kind of weird. Colorful plates or black plates? Does your gym have like the different colors? Like, are you somebody who's like, I have to do the black or I have to do the colored? No?
No, I've never been to a gym that had colorful plates, but if I had to choose, I think I would pick black.
Yeah.
How about you?
That's so funny because my gym has both and I feel like I kind of mix between the two. It just shows that you've only gone to like really nice aesthetic gyms where you don't have the colorful plates. They're all just like the really nice ones. But no, black is a better aesthetic. But honestly, sometimes I use the colorful rubber ones. I'm not going to lie.
So. What is the difference? Is it just the color or is it like more like...
The colorful ones are usually like bumper plates. So when you're like deadlifting, it's better to like put on the, you know, on the mat versus like the... I mean, they're both... Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Shorts or leggings in general?
Okay. I gotta go with leggings, but like for leg day, I would understand why, like, I would wear my shorts during leg day. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I like my leggings.
Yeah.
How about you?
I tend to lean towards shorts more.
I see.
For sure.
I mean, it's more comfortable for leg day, you know?
Oh, for leg day, for sure. That was another one, is it says for leg day, leggings or shorts. So it's like, yeah, some people like will only wear shorts on leg days, but it's nice because then you can see your pump a little bit more. So
yeah. Exactly.
Okay. For pre-workout, are you an energy drink, pre-workout, or coffee? Which of those?
Ooh, okay. So I want to say energy drink or coffee? I would take the energy drink. I don't know. I feel like more refreshed with the energy, like a cold, crisp energy drink.
Yeah. Honestly, I have been leaning toward that too. I love taking like my pre-workout. I love it. But every once in a while, I'll do like my energy drink and it's so nice. It's so crisp and it's fun to sip on. And it's, literally, kind of carbonated. So it's like, ooh.
Right? It's like you're drinking a soda in some sense.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I love it. All right. So are you somebody who likes to train solo or with a partner?
Oh, okay. I'm not opposed to working out with anyone. Like, I think it's nice to have someone's company, but I do like, I mean, majority, like I want to say like, no, actually like 99.9% of the time that I train, it's like alone. I just feel like I focus more and like I get my work done, you know, like I'm in the zone. I just am fully absorbed in the workout. But during days that like you want to make it fun, I like to like train with someone because it's just like interesting to see how other people train and you kind of like learn from them. So yeah, I think both of them have their perks.
I agree. I love a good solo session because you're just like, you're in your head. You really can like just focus on yourself, focus on your lifts. And that's really nice sometimes. And I feel like it's such a good form of therapy. But then on the other hand, sometimes it's so nice to have that workout buddy, like you said.
Exactly.
Especially if you're trying to like stay motivated or have somebody help hold you accountable. Or if you're trying to like hit new PRs and you want a spot. Or if you just want somebody to record you in the gym. For all the above, it's so fun to work out with somebody though, especially if you're like on the same wavelength of like, yeah, we can chat and have a good time, but we both still like get it done and work out together.
Exactly. You know? It's a nice support system.
Yeah. It's not always easy to find somebody that you work out with and mesh with really well. So when you do find those people, it's like
I'm never letting you go. Yeah.
Never, never, never.
You're mine.
Yes. Okay, somebody asked, workout with food or workout fasted?
Okay, I need my food.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like whenever I work out fasted, I get lightheaded really easily and I just like don't have enough energy to put into my workout. So I always eat a little bit of food before I work out. How about you?
Same. Oh, 100%. I think every once in a while, if I'm like hitting a really early 5 a.m. session, I normally am just so tired, I'll just leave without it. But yeah, for the most part, almost every single session I have to eat because I don't feel that well without it.
Exactly.
And I can't push myself. I don't have the energy and I just like, I can't get to that point. Whereas if I'm like have food, I just feel like I have so much fuel and I'm ready to go.
Exactly. Definitely agree with you.
Okay. Are you somebody who listens to music or do you not listen to music when you work out? Let's hear it.
Okay, I listen to music, but recently, because I get bored with like music sometimes, you know, I just feel like sometimes it drains your energy more than like pushes you. Yeah. I've been listening to podcasts a lot when I work out. I know, right? I've been listening to podcasts. It's like, I feel, I don't know, it just doesn't feel as lonely when you listen to a podcast sometimes.
Yeah, because it just feels like there's people with you.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's nice.
Sometimes one time I did listen to a podcast when I was working out and I was just like laughing and I'm like, people probably think I'm laughing at them. I'm like, this is bad. I need to not.
Literally same. Like I'll be like giggling. Like yeah, they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, listening to like whoever.
Oh, good stuff. You know, sometimes I usually do listen to music though. I love some good music. What type of
music? What's your favorite? I was gonna
ask you. Okay, I'll go first then. I love rap. I like some EDM, something that has to have like a good drop where it's like, you know, when the beat drops, beast mode comes out for sure. Yeah,
I agree. I'm a huge like rap fan, so I like to listen to like my rap music and then EDM too. Okay, don't judge me for this. Okay, but I don't know why. I have the best workouts listening. There's a place on Spotify. It's called Italian Cooking Music. And it's literally just like old Italian songs. Like, I don't know, but I don't know why. But I have the best workouts listening to that playlist.
Okay, you need to send me this playlist and I need to try it. Who knows? Maybe I hit a new PR. It's just like exactly what I need. Wait, are you Italian? Are you
no!
Oh my gosh, I'm crying.
I'll definitely send it and I want your feedback.
Okay, I will definitely give you my feedback on that.
Perfect.
Oh, you know, sometimes I just like forget to even press play on my music. Like sometimes it randomly gets paused and then I will go like a couple sets without putting music on and then I'll realize, wait, I don't have any music. I don't know how that happens, but
I see. Isn't it the worst that like sometimes like you get a text in the middle of like your set and like your music completely shuts off?
Yeah.
I'm just like, now I have to like let go of my set or my raps that I'm doing and then going like, I'm just like, why?
Yeah. Do not disturb mode.
Literally all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just kills the vibe. I'm like, bro, I was literally doing so good. And then my music gets cut off. I'm like, ah.
Or like, yeah. It's the worst. Okay, so are you team pump cover or no pump cover?
Pump cover.
Mm-hmm. Okay, same. And then somebody asked, do you take it off? Okay, does the pump cover come off after your like treadmill warm up or do you take it off after a few like sets into your exercise, like into your workout?
I take it off after a few sets of my like workout because then that's when you get the real pump. That's when the muscles are starting to look a little juicy, you know.
We want them plump and juicy.
Plump and juicy.
Yeah, that's good. I love it. Yeah. Okay, bench or hip thrust? One has to go. Which one are you throwing?
Bench.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly though, actually I would throw hip thrust, but
no!
I'm going to say that and then my butt is going to shrink.
Stop.
But I just like, I hate hip thrust. That's actually like my least favorite workout. Like I would do any other exercise but those. Like
really?
I really hate doing them. They're so hard.
Yeah.
They're so hard.
But the pump is immaculate.
It is
the
immaculate.
The pump is immaculate. It's probably one of the best booty exercises.
Yeah, it really is. If you're trying to grow your glutes, hip thrusts, glute bridges, dang, those are good ones.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That one's hard.
your face when you had to choose, you're like, ah.
Yeah. No, like, I don't know. Okay, lunges or squats?
Ooh.
This one's easy for me.
Squats.
To keep or go?
Oh.
No, wait, which
lunges.
One?
Lunges gotta go.
Lunges gotta go. Lunges gotta go for sure. No, I hate lunges. They don't hurt my knees, but they Like, I just don't like them.
I'm just, like, not balanced enough for lunges. I always feel like I'm going to tip over.
The coordination, the core strength.
Literally. Yeah, no. No, it's a no for me.
Well, I love squats. I love barbell squats. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's good.
Plus, there's a lot more type of squats than lunges. So.
Exactly. There's a variety.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which one is worse, Bulgarian split squats or hip thrusts?
Bulgarian. Oh, you're going to pick hip thrusts?
Yeah. I hate that exercise. Bulgarian split squats are hard, but they're not like as bad. I don't know. Like, I don't hate them. I really don't. I'm probably the only person in the world, because all that's on TikTok and all that's on Instagram is everybody hating on Bulgarian split squat. And I don't know if people actually feel that way, if it's just like a trend to hate them. But I hate hip thrusts. They're so hard for me. Bulgarian split squats aren't the worst.
I agree. I don't think Bulgarians are the worst, but they do burn. They do burn.
Yeah.
Same with hip thrusts, honestly. I don't know. Both are evil.
both are bad. All right. Do you prefer to do a morning or night workout?
Morning. Okay. Honestly, okay. I'm conflicted, because like morning, I feel like I'm more productive, but night, I feel like because of all the food that I've consumed throughout the day, I'm more powerful. Like, yes. You know? I have more energy.
Yeah. You know, I used to be that way too. Like, I used to be more like you, where I would sleep until like 10, you know, before I had a kid, you know, I would sleep until 10 and I would go to bed at like midnight or 1, because Darian and I would like stay up and watch shows and like do whatever. And we would always work out at night. And I always felt like I was so much stronger at the end of the day because of all the food. Like, I could just use that. And it took me such a long time to get like used to morning workouts. But now I cannot work out at night. Like, I don't know really? Why I can't. Like, I've tried to go a couple times at 5 and my workouts are just so bad. I don't know why.
It's because you're used to the morning.
Yeah.
Your body's like, you know,
adjusted. It's just ready to go. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Hopefully I'll get on that level soon.
This 75-day hard.
I want to be like you, Brittany. I want to be like you.
Oh, well, I want to be like you. Teach me.
Teach me.
Do you prefer protein shakes or protein bars? Like, if you had to pick one.
Oh, this is hard. Honestly, protein bars are fun. Protein bars are fun. Oh, this is hard because I really like both of them. Protein shakes, there's a variety, you know? Yeah. You could be fun with it.
Yeah.
But this is tough. I don't know. I like both.
I like both.
How about you?
I think I would definitely pick protein shakes, because I can't find a good protein bar. They're hard.
Can I give some racks?
Yeah.
Misfits protein bars are really good.
Okay. Where do you get them? Are they like online or Target?
I think it's online. Okay. Online only. But my other favorite is Power Crunch. It's like a wafer type of protein bar. And it literally tastes so good. It's like, I'm just like in shock that it has like 13 grams of protein too. So it's like pretty solid. Power Crunch. Get it.
Okay. I'll have to try it and I'll let you know.
Yes. Yes.
Yay. Okay. I'm going to get into a couple juicy ones. Would you rather go out on a date with the old creepy man from your gym or rip your leggings mid-squat?
Rip my leggings mid-squat.
And just be exposed. Honestly, I would pick the same one. I would pick the same one, because having to be on a committed date with,
I'd probably fight. I'd probably throw hands on the first date with the guy.
I would too. Because there's no way. There's definitely some creepy, Anyways.
Some of them have the audacity. Some of them just have an audacity.
Seriously. Well, and what's crazy is I literally was just telling you about, I've just been having some real big issues.
Did it get resolved?
Well, the guy actually came up and apologized to me, and I was like, I like was trying to ignore him because I could tell he was trying to talk to me, and I was like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be around you. You're like, he's really creepy.
Do you think the gym people told him about the issue?
Oh, they did. I think they did for sure, because he was like, the lady. Okay, so I'll let everybody on the podcast know. This isn't to like throw shade at anybody either. Like, I say this in like the nicest way ever, but basically this guy was like spreading rumors about me in this gym that was absolutely like ridiculous. And he was like talking really, really badly and inappropriately about me. And he was like doing it to random people because these people would come up to me and be like, hey, steer clear of this guy. He's like saying really weird things about you. And one of these ladies came up and she was like, don't go over there. Don't even look at him. Like, you need to like beware of him. Like, and she was like warning me about him. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like if this random stranger is telling me that I need to like be cautious of this guy, like I started to freak out a little bit because it's to have a random person tell you that somebody else is talking about you when I've never had an encounter. I'm like kind of freaking out. So anyways, I told the front desk about the situation and, you know, they were like, okay, well, point him out to us so we, you know, we can have your back and everything. But I didn't see him. Anyways, he ended up, coming and like apologizing. And I didn't take like my headphones out or anything, but I could tell he was like trying to apologize. And I was like, okay, like I wasn't trying to be rude, but I was like, I don't want you around me and I don't want you to talk to me because he was being really just creepy and gross. So I was like, you know,
I'm surprised it's not okay. And especially if like multiple people know about his behavior and the gym didn't like permanently like ban him.
Yeah, I'm curious.
That's kind of a problem. Like that's I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if like it happens again, they'll just like kick him out or ban him or something, but I don't know. I could tell he was trying to say like, hey, that I don't know. I couldn't really understand it. It sounded like he was blaming the lady for making him sound crazy, but I was not trying to be in the conversation and I was working out with a friend. So I just like, Anyways.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway.
I would probably be uncomfortable as well. I mean, like, I don't want someone who's like harmed, like verbally, you know, spread rumors to like harm in some way, like come up to me or talk to me. I'm like, I want you away.
Initially when it was happening, I was like ready to throw hands. I was like, bro, like literally if he had walked by me or even looked at me or talked to me, I would have chewed him out. But I didn't see him after that lady like warned me about him.
Yeah.
I was ready to throw hands. It was fuel for my workout. I was like, dude, it's crazy. Anyways, so yeah, I would definitely pick ripping my leggings during a squat. Okay. Next one is I have to read it. Not the machine available that you need or a sweaty, stinky guy sitting next to you.
The first one, not the machine available.
Yeah, I'll gladly choose another exercise then.
Yeah. I'll substitute it.
You know, some people, You know, the gym is a place we all sweat. I get it. But exactly. We also need to make sure that we're having some kind of hygiene.
Exactly.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to do one more. It is a basic, bland question. Chicken or salmon?
Oh my God. Chicken. I love my chicken.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you could do so much with chicken. Mm-hmm. But salmon is like, it only tastes the same way.
You know, that's true. Because initially I was like, oh, I'm picking salmon because I'm on this like salmon kick. I just love it so much. Mm-hmm. But if I could only eat one every day, it would have to be chicken because you can change up the flavor profile so much. Like it is really versatile. Whereas salmon really is just salmon.
Salmon. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Well, I think I agree with you on that one.
Yay. Go us.
Well, is there anything else you want to close out on the podcast or tell
anyone? No, not really, but I'm so honored that you chose me to be on here. Thank you so much, Brittany.
Oh, no, thank you for coming on.
I literally love talking to you. Like, this felt so, like, made me so happy because I haven't spoken to you in a while. And
I know.
It's just so nice.
I was, like, so scared. I'm like, I'm just going to ask Nona. I feel like she'll say yes. She drove an hour to see me, so maybe she'll be on the podcast.
I was so happy. I was literally so happy. I was like, yes.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Well, thank you so much. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
You could find me at Nona Biot on all platforms.
Cool. I'll link them down in the show notes so they can click on your profile.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, no last parting words, no last advice. What would you tell your younger self?
My younger self would be, always dream big and go for it.
I love that. That's like you to a T.
Stop.
I love it.
Much love for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. And we'll see you guys next time in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.